You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Jenna.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good.
Good. What are we going to be looking at this morning?
Okay, so today I'm looking at a memoir. I think it came out like maybe a year and a half ago. It's called Hold Still by Sally Mann. It's a memoir with photographs. So Sally Mann is a photographer from the States. She has been around for a while. I went to art school and studied photography, and she was a big person we studied because in the 90s she did this series called Immediate Family. Okay. It was very controversial because she photographed her children nude, and then it was like, is she exploiting the children? And it was one of those discussions that...
And what do you think?
I think, you know, everybody's family life is really different, and as you learn more about this family, they live on this giant farm in Virginia, and she just photographed
her
family,
right.
And they did spend a lot of time nude because they lived on this farm all by themselves, and just what they did.
Yeah.
So that was them. And there was an interesting quote in here because she talks to an FBI person. This is getting way ahead of myself, but you know, it's like everything's probably going to arouse somebody in some way, and you know, you can only just do what you do. And I think the intent behind her portraits was great.
Yeah.
And that's actually quite beautiful and wonderful. Anyway, so to rewind back, she's lives in Virginia, and she lives on this farm that she's lived on since she was a kid, and she just takes large format photographs, and that's what she does.
And I mean, they're beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful photographs. And the wonderful thing about this book is that it has the most beautiful documents of her family, and just drawings, and you know, everything she says she can back up with some kind of item, which I really love. One of the best memoirs I think of the last 5-6 years is Just Kids by Patti Smith, and that won the National Book Award 6 years ago, and this would be an equivalent, just as amazing, creative person memoir. Mm. What is interesting about Sally Mann is that her connection with the environment, she has like some crazy family history, like there was a murder-suicide in with her in-laws, so there's this bit of this true crime thing going on. Because she grew up in Virginia in the 60s, her family's connections to the slave trade and where they were, and she's very honest with that. She grew up with a black nanny housekeeper, and thinking about how she, you know, this it was like her family member, but then how her nanny would sit in the car when they all ate at a restaurant. And
no way.
Yeah, and she really is very honest about that stuff.
Gosh.
That's so interesting in talking about her nanny's family. And
and that's not even that long ago as well.
No. So
for me it's easy to forget how long ago, like it so recent.
Yeah, and also because we're in New Zealand, so we don't have those connections that their families would have that are so recent. And one of my other favourite chapters was she's recently gone and photographed this at the University of Tennessee. They've got this body farm. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
So like you can choose to donate your body to the body farm, and you just get dropped off in this forest, and then students like watch how your body decomposes, and she's photographed that. So it's got some graphic photos in it of dead bodies.
Is this for like a study or?
Yeah, it's an anthropology thing, and seeing how like maybe you can how fast your body will like go into the environment rather than like bury you and stuff. So it's like a sustainable burying, but not burying. Decomposing, yeah. It's kind of gross. I had to like read it and like hand over a picture.
I think I might have accidentally flicked to that and I was like, what is that? I didn't ask.
So I feel like, I feel like I'm not being very like linear in this review, but she has a lot to say, and she's lived a very full life, and she tells it in a much more succinct way than I'm reviewing it. But, you know, it's not just about her being a photographer. It's family history, American history, things that are happening now, looking at, you know, she has such a connection to the environment and looking at the environment now and how that's changing in terms of climate change. She is so interesting, and her family, the stuff with the immediate family photographs, I think they're some of the most beautiful photographs. And one thing she does is, like, it's a little bit like a workbook. And I was just showing you before, I always just thought, I don't know, she just had her camera with her, these big large format cameras, and then she would take a picture of the kid doing the thing. But really it was just, you know, weeks of trying to repeating the same picture. And so she has, like, there's a picture of her son in the river, and she talks through, like, why each picture didn't work and how she kept on getting it to the one that works, and you can see that. And then she has some ones where people talked about her kids looked really mean because her photos are quite dark, like, exposure wise and then she'll put a couple of stops up and she'll show the version of where it's a bit underexposed and how the power of the image isn't there anymore. So I think if you're a creative person and especially interested in art and things, this would be a really wonderful, inspiring memoir.
Or even maybe somebody who doesn't really have that much knowledge on photography or, like, doesn't really understand how to maybe appreciate it or look at it from this kind of point of view. I mean, for me, I'm not a big photography buff, so I can't say I know a lot. So it'd be interesting to kind of actually see the process that somebody has to go through to, like, get that final result. Yeah.
And the thinking that behind it, and that one image, like, she did a lot of landscape stuff in the 2000s, and how there's so much more to the story than just the photograph of the landscape. So highly recommended it. Absolutely loved it.
I really want it.
It was one. I have this thing where books that I own, I take ages to read because I'm always reading other stuff that's not my own and reading copies and stuff. So it sat on my bedside table for a very long time, and I was so happy to read it. I just think it's such a beautiful. It's a beautiful object to own, and just with the images and stuff. So it's like, I think it's $45, so it's not the cheapest book, but it's beautiful object.
It's got so much in it, though.
Yeah. And I just thought it was beautiful American history tale, Southern. You know, you always read about artists who live in New York and LA and on the coast, and this is like, this woman who is so in tune with her roots and her land, and wonderful book.
So it's called Hold Still by Sally Mann.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $45 and you can get it time out.
You can.
Cool. Thank you so much, Jenna, for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.